The traditions and rules and regulations of the people of Israel had become a tool to separate themselves from the people around them. In a sense, they had built up a wall with their laws to exclude those who were outside of their teachings. Now, the history of this human traditions of which Jesus speaks today began some 500 years earlier. The scribes established themselves as writers of these rules and these regulations. This was an attempt to establish defining principles by which to live by. And so they developed their rules and their regulations that were intended to address all situations in life, every facet of life. And they developed the concept of clean and unclean, such as the proper way of washing one's hands that Jesus speaks. Now, this goes far beyond chiding your child and telling your child to wash hands before having dinner. I remember what it was like spending the afternoon outside playing and being called in for dinner and being instructed, wash your hands before you come to eat. And running into the bathroom and turning on the water and standing there for a second and turning it off and running in and saying all was good. Right? You remember that? Or perhaps going in and turning on the water, a quick rinse of your hands, turning off the water, and then leaving all the dirt and stuff on the towel. When far beyond that, there is a proper way in which to wash one's hands, a proper way in which to hold one's hands, to pour the water upon hands. Very specific, very detailed. This also established to the washing of cups and pots and bronze kettles, as it is mentioned. And so then, these regulations and these rules for situations in life numbered in the thousands. As Jesus says, the rituals and ceremonies were a product of the human mind. These are human traditions that he speaks of. Now, the human mind is a wonderful thing, particularly when it comes to humor. The human mind is very clever. Such as the man who went to the gym instructor and asked, can you teach me to do the splits? The instructor asked the man then, well, how flexible are you? And the man says, well, I'm free every day except for Tuesdays. Now, I have to admit, you know, some humor is better than other humor. But I appreciate humor. The story of the newspaper that had the contest for the people in the community to submit the best pun. A woman decided she would enter that contest, and so she sent in 10 of her favorite puns, hoping that one would win. But no pun in 10 did.
Is this the time to praise the Lord?
One of the reasons I like to share stories like this is to appreciate how bad you think they are. But there's all types of humor. And I appreciate humor as being a product of the human mind. And it is the human mind that develops rules and regulations that Jesus speaks of. But these rules and regulations have become the essence of their religion. These human traditions mediated one's relationship with God. To observe them was to please God. To break them was to sin. And so it created a division between religious leaders and Jesus. Now, Jesus would recognize, as we do, that we need traditions. We need regulations and we need structure in life. We cannot live in a society without some sense of form. However, we do not equate following these traditions and regulations. We do not equate those with our devotion and our loyalty to God. For Jesus, the essence of religion always was and always will be the loving of God and the loving of one's neighbor. That is the focus of the Ten Commandments that God shared with His people. If you look at a summary of the Ten Commandments, they begin with the announcement of God, "I am the Lord, your God." Listen to those words. "I am the Lord, your God. I am yours." There is an unconditional promise made by God to His people. "I am yours." And in those words, in those Old Testament words of the Ten Commandments, you have the gospel. It is the same message that Jesus brings. God saying, "I am yours." And in the Ten Commandments, there is the guidance of our devotion to God and also of how we are to build up and care for our neighbor, to live in relationship with one another. And in those relationships, there are no boundaries in the desire to heal. There are no conditions in our desire to serve. And so with the scribes and with the Pharisees, rested conflict. There's a story about a couple walking through the cemetery, and in at one of the grave sites there was an inscription. "Here lies a Pharisee and a caring man." And one person said to the other, "You mean there's two people in there?" There's a conflict with the scribes and the Pharisees. There's a conflict with the scribes and Pharisees of today and how they speak of religion. There's a conflict in politics. We see clever arguments and debates. We see how there is the effort to develop a system where human tradition, human rules and regulations are put before human need. Often we create our own legalism and not listen to God. All too often we are ready to label. We're ready to label others or them. Label those who are illegal or immoral by viewing actions without understanding the heart. Martin Luther, in his description, in his teachings of the Ten Commandments and the Small Catechism, time and time again emphasizes how we are to look upon our neighbor. We are to help and improve. We are to protect. We are to defend and to speak well of. We are to help in all their needs. When Jesus speaks of sin, it's not a matter of what is clean and unclean. It is not violating the laws of purity. In fact, we gather together ourselves and we confess that we are by our nature sinful and unclean. But for Jesus, it's a matter of the heart. That is where sin rests. Sin involves our acts that are harmful with our relationship to God and acts that are harmful with our relationship to our neighbor. Here is a little cartoon I came across with the Pharisee and Jesus. With the Pharisee, it says, "Closed, disengaged, legalistic, judgmental, negative, and exclusive," and a little arrow that says, "Sinners are set apart." And with Jesus, it says open, engaging, forgiving, loving, hopeful, and inclusive. And an arrow that says sinners are in His heart. Our sin is to live apart from God. We are by nature unclean. Originally, the law for the people of Israel meant two things. The Ten Commandments, for one, and also the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament. And there you will find a certain number of detailed regulations and instructions to help guide the people. But these were proposed as a series of principles. A series of principles that each person was to take and each person was to interpret. And in looking upon them, apply them for oneself, for one's own life, and how one was to live. These were principles to direct the heart. Amen.